Let's face it, there is no sexier job out there than a mailman. Yeah. That's why I'm always ordering stuff from the Postal Service. Waiting for them to show up at my door and I answer it in my negligee. Just, oh, hello, Mr. Postman. Is that for me, for little old me? I forgot there was going to be a package delivered today. Look at me just dressed like this. Ooh, I wonder what's in the box. Could it be another negligee? Would you like to come in and try some sweet tea while I try this one on?
So
you cad. I bet you would. Well, come on in.
And how are you a southern damsel when they show up?
That's how you have to be. That's what the post people like.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that right, James?
That's right. We do like the southern ones.
James is a postal employee. And that's how James apparently met the girl that he went out with.
Hey.
The girl that's not calling him back now. So what's her name, James?
Her name is Sharon.
Sharon.
Okay, I bet she was attracted by your awesome calf muscles.
Postmen
always have great calf muscles.
A lot of walking.
Up and down stairs, too.
Your email said that you met the girl that you want to call today while you were working. How'd that go down?
Well, I just started a new route a couple months ago, and I think actually the very first day on my new route, I delivered to this house, just a routine delivery, and this beautiful woman answered. You know, she's a redhead, which I like.
Nice.
Great smile, pretty eyes. And I was just speechless when I saw her.
Isn't this against like some sort of rule, though? Like you can't date people that you're delivering mail to, or you shouldn't know somebody's address before you ask them out or something?
We'll call it maybe an unwritten rule.
All right. So what'd you do when you were speechless when she came to the door? You just stand there with your clipboard and not say a word? That's creepy.
Yeah, I think actually I just started pushing the package at her.
Take it. Take package, hot woman.
That's cute.
Sounds like a smooth move.
So, yeah, actually, she offered me a glass of water that day. It was a very, very hot day. I loosened up my tongue a little bit. We got to chat a little bit after that.
Wait, so did she invite you in?
No. She just brought it out to the door.
Oh, okay.
That might be a little too forward.
Yeah, I was like, man, I've seen some movies that started like that, but I didn't know that was an actual thing.
That's a big package you got there.
So how did you go from that to asking her out on a date?
Well, after that day, you know, I'd still see her from time to time, every few days, deliver to her, and sometimes she'd come to the door, and we'd chat again.
You just get the wrong address, like, all the time. Oh, this is for your neighbor. So sorry, I did it again.
She's getting 8,000 pieces of mail.
She'd get a little suspicious while that was.
All right, so when did you finally ask her out?
You know, I've been interested in her for a while and always looking forward to delivering to her. Always made my day if I got to see her. So I finally said I just have to work up the courage to ask her out. And you guys are going to make fun of me. This is a little lame, I know. I wrote her a note. And I put it in a postal service envelope to deliver it to. I put "for Sharon's eyes only" on it. And I went up to deliver it to her. And I said, hey, this is a very important message. I think you should open it right now.
Oh, my God. Was your heart beating out of your chest?
I was nervous. You wouldn't believe it. But she opened it, and it was just a note inside that said, hey, you know, I think it'd be cool to go out and get some drinks or something, just get to know each other. And she read it. She kind of laughed a little, but I think she thought it was cute, and she said that she would go out with me.
Oh, awesome. So you just stood there in front of her while she opened the package?
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's a risk.
Dude, that
is a big risk.
It was a risk. I had to know, though.
All right.
I couldn't wait to get the message back in the mail.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, she obviously agreed because you guys went out, so what'd you do?
I just let her know that I could swing back around after I finished my route in a couple hours, and she said that'd be okay. So I came back around and picked her up. We just went out to a bar, had a few drinks. It was nice. It was kind of the first time we had like a real kind of in-depth conversation. Still pretty casual, nothing too deep or anything, but just a real conversation like you would have rather than just a couple minutes on the stoop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she's gorgeous. You're incredibly attracted to her and you really enjoy talking to her.
Yeah, and she's got a really nice butt, too.
Oh, okay.
Don't forget about that part.
Sorry, I love it. Peace out.
You know how the mailmen are.
So why do you think Miss Nice Booty's not calling you back?
You know, I'm really not sure. I thought everything went well. After we went out, I walked her home. She gave me a little kiss on the cheek when we got back to her place, and then she went inside. So I've been texting her since then. I haven't heard anything from her. Even when I go by her house now, when I'm making my deliveries, the blinds are always shut. she's either she's not home or she's just not coming to the door.
Yeah, she's hiding in her back bedroom as soon as she sees the postal service pull up.
I hope not. I hope not. But.
Is there anything that you can think of why she would just completely not want anything to do with you?
No, unless she was just maybe a little freaked out by the thought of dating the mailman.
Okay. I don't know. It seems kind of convenient.
You see him every day, though.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I'll be by every day.
Yeah, doing visits. Hello.
Well, we'll play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, okay?
All right. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, man. Hang on.